I will wait,
wait on
the Lord. I will wait,
wait on
the Lord. I will stand and sing His deliverance for me. I will wait. God's own hand, and I will sing when He moves to me, 'cause I know His victory we will see. I will wait
on
the Lord. I will wait
on
the Lord. I will But today, we gotta walk on in His peace. In His strength, we can go on, because it's the Lord that we wait on. Our way,
wait on
the Lord. Our way.
What a good song, and so timely for the message today. Amen. We need to wait upon the Lord. Amen. Go with us now as we look to the Lord and ask God for His blessing upon the message in this service today. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come before the throne of God, and Lord, we just lift up that name of Jesus, that only name under heaven's skies wherein we can be saved. God, we ask God that You would meet with us today, supply needs, touch those that are afflicted, those who are sick, those that need a touch today, touch them. Your mighty hand is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Many places in the Bible God sets before us. They were asked to make a decision. How long they halt between two opinions. God's people were asked to choose this day whom you're going to serve. They were stated that set before you the ways of life, the ways of death. And this morning I find a scripture that the Spirit brought to my attention. In Deuteronomy in the 11th chapter and in verse 26. Here the writer says, "Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse." And in verse 27 it said, "A blessing if ye obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day, and a curse if you will not obey the commandments of the Lord God, but turn aside out of the way which I command you this day, and to go after other gods which you have not known." He declares here that is set before is a blessing and a curse. The obedience to God brings a blessing. Even as they lived under the law. But I believe this thought goes a little deeper than just the hour which it was written in. It was set in the scene of the time of the law, but I believe it carries a message to all that hear and understand God's word. If we want the blessings of God, we're going to have to be obedient to what God wants us to do. We're going to have to be obedient to God's word and obedient to God's command. I was thinking this morning, I felt waves of glory. This morning has been a victorious morning. I felt waves of glory. I felt the Holy Ghost well up in me several times. Amen. When I looked the word of God and was studying on earlier this morning, studying on the thoughts for message today and seeking God for his presence and that God would speak and speak that which he would want his people to hear. I felt the mighty anointing. I felt the quickening of God. As I stood up from the control panel to get ready, as my wife and the group were singing, as I come out to the podium here where that I'm delivering this message for this hour, as I stood up there in the control room, the power and the anointing of God quickened within me. And I like how God can take your mind and take you through a thousand things in one split glimpse. I love it, I love it, I love it. He can flash you back, amen. And he flashed me back of how that studio there come about, how this come about, how God said the words, bring it back here. Amen. And all the things that God had said pertaining to this hour. And I see the grips of the recession upon anything anybody's doing. I see the toll that the anti-God, anti-Christ government system in the world today and the people that are choosing the things of the world rather than the things of God. And I see that we have been given a task. We've been given a task to take the gospel to the world, take it to the community first, take it to the state, take it to the nation, take it to the world. And I've seen the labor we're in that we have labored in. And every day I see more and more people turning from the things of God. I see church people turning from the things of God. It's the little foxes that spoil the vine. They started out with little things here and little things here. And before long, God was no longer important to them. It's the little foxes that spoil the vine. It's those creeping sins that creep into your life and choke the little life out of your experience with God. We need to be quickened and made alive and need to be obedient to the commands of God that God has set before us. Amen. We need to ever be reminded of the things that God has set before us and to be obedient to those things wherein that God has placed before us to do. We find in the world we're living in today, we find that so many people just does not put God as a priority anymore. We go out to sell advertisement, to sell things for the radio, and people say they're not interested. They say they get more bang for their bucks on a rock station. Amen. I asked them, well, I said, what do you want, a bang or a blessing? Amen. I'll take the blessing. Amen. But you know, the majority of the Christian people in America today listen to secular music. You know, I was never so shocked in my life until God had us to purchase the first gospel station and I began to talk to people. I had a lady that worked for me for over 2 years. And she was supposed to be monitoring the station for me. Almost 2 years later, she finally confessed. She was a Church of God, supposed to be born again, sanctified, tongue-talking, spirit-filled Christian. And 2 years later, she finally confessed to me that she did not listen to no gospel music and that she had never listened to my station that I was paying her for the last 2 years to monitor every day. Paid her a good salary. And she confessed to me. She said, I only listen to secular music. Her life was in chaos. Her experience with God was in a mess. You cannot take in a diet of secular stuff every day of your life and ever climb out and get the victory. Amen. It takes some amazing grace. Amen. It takes somebody singing about the blood. Amen. It takes somebody singing about that wonder-working power in the blood. It takes somebody singing about the cross, singing about Calvary, singing about the victory. It takes somebody singing that song like Brother Swagger, amen, that we played for 4 or 5 years, and I took it off of the station because I thought people was wore out with it, and the phone began to ring and say, what'd you do with that song? Would you put it back on? The song simply said, God is going to turn this thing around. I'm telling you, when you're out there fighting the devil, you're fighting hell, you're fighting everything that's coming out of hell and everything that's flying in your face, you need somebody to tell you that God's going to turn this thing around for you. Amen. You need somebody to say, hey, amen. Just keep on fighting the good fight of faith, because God's going to turn this thing around. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something I know. If we will stay faithful and we will be faithful to the things of God, God said, I set before you a blessing. I want the blessing. Amen. Give me more of Jesus. Give me more of God. Give me more of the old-fashioned way. Give me more of the old-time gospel. Give me more of the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Because I got a devil to fight, but I know I got a blessing. Amen. Glory to God. Through the battle of the hours and through the times that we fought right here in this city to fulfill what God has ordained us to do, I had to be reminded that I had a blessing. If you win your battle with Satan, if you win your battle with the devil, if you overcome, and he that endureth the end, the Bible said, the same shall be saved, amen. And if we endure the end, we are going to be an overcomer through it all. I'm going to tell you, you're going to have to be reminded a few times along the way that God is still on his throne. He's still high and lifted up. He's still mighty. He's still coming back to get his church. The old ship of Zion is still on its course. The hull may be battered, amen, but I tell you something, it's still on its course. We're not going down, we're going up. We're not going under, for we're going over. Amen. Somebody praise him. Amen. He said, I set before you a blessing. I was thinking this morning, as God quickened me, amen, a song that Sandy written several years ago, coming out on top. I'm going to tell you, if you don't back up on God, if you don't forsake God, he won't forsake you. If you don't, listen to me, if you don't pull back, God won't pull back. For he said, if you draw nigh unto him, he'd draw nigh unto you. That drawing nigh unto God is how we have the power to resist the devil. How we have the power to tell the devil, devil, you don't control me. Devil, you don't own me. I've been bought and precious by the shed blood, that precious blood. I've been bought, paid for by price of the shed blood of Jesus Christ. And this life now that I live, I no longer, it's no longer mine and no longer belongs to me. It's been bought and paid for, and I live it, amen, through the grace of God, through the anointing of God, and through the power of God. What Satan tries to do is get you to be disobedient. He tries to get you to give up. He tries to get you to say, what's the use? The odds are all against you. The tables are turned. There's no way. The devil's a lie. The Bible said he's a liar and the father of the lie. Amen. He won't come to you, amen, with any truth. He'll come to you with a lie. Amen. He'll pinch it. Hey, listen. He'll pinch a little bit of truth in the front of it to get you to look at it for a minute. And then wham, he smacks you upside the head with the lie. I'm telling you something, let's say faithful to God. Bible says there must be first a willing mind within you. Amen. That's acceptable in the Lord. Ain't nothing else acceptable. You got to have a willing mind. God, I'm willing. Amen. God, I'm willing. God, I'm willing. There's a lot of times I don't know how it's going to turn out, but I'm willing. Amen. God, I don't know what the end outcome is. Amen. But I'm reminded, I'm quickened by the Spirit of God of many that have went on before me. Amen. I'm reminded of men that only had a handful. Amen. And they become, amen, in the Word of God, some of the heroes of faith, some of those that accomplished some of the greatest things that was ever accomplished on the face of this earth. Noah was not a popular man. They didn't pack his meetings out. Amen. They didn't come out of the woodwork to hear what he had to say, but they mocked him and scoffed him and make fun of him. Amen. But his persistency, his inobedience to God, put a blessing on him. And through him, the entire race of mankind was rescued and saved, for God had repented. It had repented God that he even made man. The word God said, I'm sorry I ever made man. If I'd ever thought that man would have been this way, I'd have never made him. He said he repented that he made man. But an old wholeness preacher that was preaching a flood was coming and building a boat on dry land. Amen. Could you imagine how they mocked and scoffed him and made fun of him? Amen. Well, how you doing, Noah? How you doing, your boat? While they're sniggering behind his back. Looks like you're doing a good job on that boat. Amen. But there was something working in that boat. It was called the commandment of God. God was instructing him step by step what to do. And he was doing what God was told him to do. And God had set a blessing on him. Amen. Look on through the Word of God. Time after time when it looked impossible. But because men of God dared to believe the report of God, they dared to do what God told them to do. They was outnumbered. Amen. But to come out victorious. Amen. Many, many times through the Word of God, God's army was outnumbered 2-1, 3-1, 4-1. They was outnumbered every way they turned. But because the obedience of that which God had set in charge and they were obedient, it brought a blessing on the people. Thank God for the blessing. Thank God that the blessing overflows into the whole house, and all that will be partakers of God's word can have his blessing. Amen. Glory to God. I'm not worried about how high fuel prices get. It disgusts me that our president is making kickback money from two of the companies that's hoarding up the oil and docking it out on our ports and won't let it come in until they jack the price up. Now campaign time has come and they're going to lower it a little bit to try to fool people like everything's going to be all right. But I'm going to tell you, it's not going to be all right. The only people it's going to be all right for is those that have the blessing of the Lord, and those that are contrary to this word cannot, will not, do not have the blessing of the Lord. They have the curse. Amen. This country does not have the blessing of the Lord any longer. It has the curse. And you watch it unfold. You haven't seen nothing yet. Amen. You watch it unfold. Because God has said it. God has not changed. He will not change. He's not going to change. Amen. He's not going to make amendment to his word. Amen. He's not going to come back and say, oh no, oh mercy. Oh mercy, so many people's leaving me. So many people's leaving me. Oh, and I'm going to have to change that scripture. I'm going to have to go back and say, all right, you don't get the curse. If you'll stay with me, you know. What did Jesus say? The multitudes got up and left him. He looked around his disciples and he said, will you go away also? I like the one said, well, Master, where will we go? Amen. You're the only one got eternal life. Where are we going to go? Amen. I've heard people say, I'm quit. I'm going. I said, what are you quitting for? Where are you going? Amen. Stay in the race. Stay in this thing. Keep the faith, if you please. Amen. And keep obedient to God. Amen. You know, I take pride, and that's not a falsely pride. I take a great pleasure in being obedient to the things that God has me to do. And I get perturbed by carnal men a lot of time, and I forget a lot of times. If you read the story of Jesus, he got perturbed a bunch of times. Amen. I hear people say, well, if you, I heard a lady say the other day, and I wanted to take a case, I wanted to take a bar of soap and wash her mouth out. She turned around and said to a man, I thought you were a Christian. Well, he wasn't doing anything out of the way or out of order. But when that phrase comes out of somebody's mouth, I want to get me a bar of soap and go wash their mouth out. Because they usually full of bull and baloney when they start talking like that. You know. Well, I thought you was a Christian. I thought you was this. I thought you was that. I'll tell you something. Amen. I'm like another good friend of mine said. She said, because you're a Christian, that ain't no sign you have to lay down and let them kick you to death. Amen. But I'm perturbed a lot of time that the carnal thinking of people that profess to be Christian. People telling me, coming right out of their mouth, I'm saved and ready to go to heaven. And they don't have one iota understand of anything about the Spirit. They'll tell you anything. They'll say anything. They'll do anything. They have no understanding of doing anything according to this book. Amen. They don't have the blessing. They have the curse. The Bible tells me that that which that liveth in sin is dead while she liveth. Amen. If you've not been born again by the Spirit of God, if you've not turned this thing over to God, if you've not let him purge you, wash you, and cleanse you, you're dead. Amen. Like an old tree out in the forest. This done died and all the branches has turned brown and it's just waving in the wind, waiting for a big enough puff to just blow it over. There's a lot of folks that call themselves Christians that's just momentarily waiting for the biggest blow of Satan that comes and right over they go, right toppled to go. But if you'll be obedient to God, amen, you can have the blessing. The blessing goes all the way back to Genesis. After Abraham had been commanded to take Isaac up to the mountain, sacrifice it in the 22nd chapter of Genesis. And we don't have the time to go through the whole story of it, but most of you know the story, Bible scholars. Isaac and Abraham and went to Mount Moriah to worship. And he had told the two lads that went with him to take care of the animals, and they would go worship and return. See that positive faith. Hebrews 11 chapter gives us an understanding how he was able to say that. He believed that God was able to do what he said, and if God wanted him to sacrifice him, there wasn't no question about that, and he knew that God would have to raise him back up. And he left going on the mountain testifying about it. He said, me and the lad are going to go to worship, and we'll be back. Amen. And it says in verse 5, and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering, amen, laid it upon Isaac his son, and took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they both of them together. and they went both of them together. Verse 7 said, and Isaac spake unto Abraham his father, and said, my father. And he said, here am I, my son. And he said, behold the fire of the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide for himself a lamb for a burnt offering. And that so he did. Now, after the obedience of Abraham and after God had fulfilled through them what he had asked them to do, in verse 17 it says, in chapter 22 of Genesis, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed of as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is upon the seashores. And thou seed shall possess the gate of thy enemy. That's a message within itself. You possess the gate of your enemy. Amen. It's up to you what you let the devil do in your life. He'll come in, wreck your home. He'll come in, wreck your marriage. He'll come in, wreck your finances. He'll come in, wreck everything you got if you let him. But you possess the gate, amen, of his enemy. And in thou seed, he goes on to say, shall all the nations of the earth be blessed because thou hast obeyed my voice. The key to all the blessings of God is the obedience of God's voice. Amen. And God goes on a little further. In Deuteronomy in the 28th chapter, it says so plainly, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee. I like that. Blessing going to come on you and overtake you. Amen. If thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. The whole key is, are you doing what God is speaking to you to do? And if you're not hearing God speak, you need to come closer to God, and you get close enough to hear his voice and close enough to feel his touch. I remember that precious sisters with arthritis in her hands so that she couldn't even straighten her fingers out, and she used to sing that song, Close Enough. Close enough. Close enough to hear his voice and close enough to feel his touch. Now, down in verse 13 of that 28th chapter of Deuteronomy, and the Lord shall make thee head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day, to observe and to do them. The Bible says that we are to present ourselves. It goes on and explain how it to be, you know, holy and acceptable. It talks about how that is our reasonable sacrifice. Amen. I beseech you, Romans, Paul's writing to the Romans 12:1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Amen. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove that which is good, acceptable, and the perfect will of God. I don't know about you, but I'm trying to be obedient to God. I'm trying to be obedient to the voice of God. Not everything God has told me that I'm jumping up and down loving doing it. Amen. But I know that his way is the right way. And I know that God never fails. And I feel the momentum of the anointing carrying me. I feel the blessing. And I look around and I see people that has the curse. And today I hear him say, I set before you the ways of life and death. The way of the blessing, the way of the curse. The obedient gets the blessing. The disobedient gets the curse. There's a price to pay for disobedience. Don't go that route. Go the way of the blessing. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your blessing. We thank you, Lord, that we, Lord, have the opportunity and the privilege to choose to be obedient. And in being obedient, we receive the blessing and not the curse. Lord, we ask you, Lord, to keep us on the firing line. Evermore go before us. Evermore remind us. And God, if our foot would start to stray, bring us back to the straight and narrow way. Evermore remind us what you have set before us. Let us continue to choose to be obedient to your voice. Let us continue to be obedient. As Joshua said, for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. Let that be our confession in this hour, that we will serve the Lord. God, thank you for the anointing. Thank you for healing, blessing, and touching, and setting people free. God, thank you for the victory. And thank you, Lord, for the blessings that are coming. Thank you, Lord, for the, Lord, the miracles that are coming. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God love you. God keep you. Till we come to you again. Amen and amen.